Thank you for introduced. Good afternoon. So we know that intake is the most important factor for animal for ruminant production. In grazing, we need to consider the animal selectivity and the bite size. For measuring the forage intake, we have some methods. For example, the fecal technique is a simple and indirect way to find the dry matter intake. So we have to. So we need to find the fecal output with internal or external markers, and the dry matter digestibility of the diet. So we. So when we have the mixes pasture, so it's too hard to know the proportion that the diet. So the proportion that the animal eats. So most cases, the pasture will be a mixture of legume and grasses. So legume and grass have some difference, so like structure, nutritive value, and physiology. With regard to photosynthetic pathway in a carbon fixation, C3 plants and C4 plants are different in carbon fixation. And this reflects a discrimination in carbon 13 and a stable isotope. So C3 plants are more depleted in this carbon 13 than C4 plants. So C3 plants are more negative than C4 plants. So some studies have been using the technique. So Johns used the technique to estimate the proportion of C3 and C4 plants in grazed animals. Bennett used the technique to determine the diet botanical composition via feces. And Norman used models with digestibility and fractionation to determine the proportion of C3 and C4 plants in sheep diet. And Martins used a technique to evaluate the carbon turnover in feces of sheep. So here we have this diagram. It's a feedlot trial simulation. And we have animal and three items, like diet, oats, and feces. So our diets and oats are very important because we need to find the real intake. So we diet minus oats is a real intake. Feces are more depleted in carbon 13 than the diet. So the literature reported that the feces are contaminated by endogenous sources of carbon. So to avoid this, the INDF can be a 2. So it's still possible to find the proportion of legume to grass intake in the diet via INDF more accurately. So the aim of this study was to assess the role of INDF carbon 13 as a tool to predict the proportion of C3 and C4 species in diet based on fecal samples. Let's go to material and methods. So this study was conducted in Recife, Brazil, in a federal rural university of Pernambuco animal science department. For sheep, Sentinase breed were used, confined to individual pens and randomized block design. The diet was adjusted to 3% of the body weight, average body weight of 20.4 kilograms. So five diets and eight replications. So each replication is an animal were used. Different inclusion levels of alfalfa and TIF25 hay were used for each diet. So the alfalfa is not common in that region. That region is so dry, and the alfalfa is very exigent in water. So we need to irrigate them. So it's not easier to find the material with high quality. So all the animals were fed twice daily during 27 days, 22 days for adaptation, and 5 days for collection of warts, feed, and feces. The fecal samples were actually collected twice a day during 5 days in different times, morning and afternoon. So oats were collected before the morning feeding during collection period. So all the samples were dried, grounded, incubated for 288 hours in situ. We did indigestible NDF analysis and stable carbon isotope and all the materials, diet, feces, and ORT. So the stable isotopes analysis were conducted in a forage lab from University of Florida, North Florida Research and Education Center in Mariana. All the samples were ground in a bone meal to reduce the particle size. All the samples were analyzed using the dry combustion Dumas method in a viral micro cube and interface with the mass spectrometer. So this is a micro cube, this is a mass spectrometer. So now we have this table with four equations, four models adapted from Norman to back calculate the diet composition. So we have equation one, we have the signal from feces, and a signal from citric plants, and a signal from C4 plants. And equation two is very similar to equation one, but here include the discrimination. So discrimination is the difference between feces and diet. So but here we use a constant number. The equation 3a, we have the indigestibility of C3 plants and indigestibility of C4 plants. The equation 3b, we have the digestibility of the C3 plants and the digestibility of C4 plants. Finally, in the equation 4, we have the fecal signal from the animals that just ate the C3 plants and the signal from the animals that just ate C4 plants. So let's go to results. So here in the table 1, we have a total intake for based on body weight, legume intake, rest intake, and a total fecal output. We have here the linear effect for all the variables and the quadratic effect for legume and grass intake. So when we increase the inclusion of T25 in the diet, the total intake, the intake in the body weight, and a total fecal output decrease. In table 2, we have a total apparent digestibility and digestibility of the compounds of alpha and T25. So we can see here that we have a linear effect for all the variables and a quadratic effect. So we can see here the increase the digestibility until 55th and decrease in 75% and increase again just at the T-tone. When we have alfalfa, the digestibility increase until 55th and decrease. And the T-tone decrease until 25 and increase just when we have T-tone. So now we have a table 3, we have the diet and fecal carbon 13 in per mu and discrimination in per mu. Based on and table and the total sample carbon. Now we have the sample before the INDF process. So we can see here the discrimination. So discrimination between feces and diet. So we can see that the diet the feces are more negative, are more depleted in carbon 13. In the table 4, we have a diet and a fecal carbon 13 in per mu and the discrimination based on INDF sample. So now is after the process. So we can see here the discrimination, but so is smaller than the previous table, but just the diet changed. The table 5, we have the modules using carbon 13 to trace back the diet of ruminants. So we can see all the models are significant, and the equation 1, 2, and 4 have a room mean square error is small. So it's good because the model is very near to the observer. Now we have the graph is of the equation. We can notice here the great R squared. All the equations fit to predict. Now we have a table 6. Now we have the samples after INDF. So the equations, all the equations fit to predict are significant, but I can see that the error is a little bit higher, and the CV and the GSR squared is a little bit slow. And the model 3A is a very similar to the equation 3A from the previous table. So the samples without INDF is similar with the INDF. So now we have the four equations, the five equations with five graphics. We can see the R squared is a little bit lower. When we compare it with previous table of the previous numbers. So to conclude, the proportion of C3 and C4 species in the diet can be accurately predicted based on the fecal samples using the carbon 13. So using just the feces without INDF, without process is a good for finding the proportions. So adding the digestibility did not improve the models, and the INDF did not improve the prediction compared with the total samples. Thanks.
We have time for some questions. Okay, I've got a question. If no one else, Jamie, you must have a question. That's how good a job he did, right? Explain a little bit more about the discrimination. The way I understand it for stable isotopes is when a compound is moving, like across a membrane or at an enzymatic reaction site, there's a difference in the diffusion of a C13 versus C12, for example, because of the mass change, and therefore change your calibration a little bit. Is this what you did, or is this something which you're actually which actually is related to intake? So was the discrimination to correct for this mass change between C12 and C13, or was it actually affected by the intake of grass versus alfalfa? Or
thank you. I will try to explain the. Really, I understand just a little bit, but I will explain about the discrimination. I will try to explain a little bit more.
Sure.
So discrimination in this case is the difference between the feces and the diet. So when we have a diet, we know the signal of this diet, and when we have a feces, we know the signal of this feces. So in this case, when we mix it, we use the models to know how the proportion of C3 plants and C4 plants. So if we have a minus 28 is a C3 plant. If I have a minus 14 is a C4 plant. But if I have a minus 23, we have a half. So it's about proportion. I cannot say like about quantities. Okay. So I don't know if I can.
That's fine. No, good.
Explain.
Yeah. Yeah, because at the photosynthetic site, the C3 and C4 will discriminate between the C13 and C12 differently because of the mass change, and that's what you're trying to take advantage of.
The mass of
the mass in the 12 versus 13.
Oh, yeah.
Because one is heavier than the other.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
So the in this case is because the carbon 13 is higher, is heavier, and the carbon 13 has a neutron more than the 12. Mm-hmm. So the carbon 12 is more faster, and the reaction will happen very fast. So so the Rubisco in the C3 plant will. Depleted or yes, no. So I prefer carbon 12 because it's very fast. Yeah, I have a lot.
You nailed it, man. You nailed it. Thank you very much.